listening to the Key of Awesome Music podcast, brought to you by me, Jim Gavin. Key of Awesome Music was established back in 2011 as a way to further protect and promote the music that I wrote as a solo artist, as well as some of the other bands that I was in the past. And that has since grown into representing 10 artists' music that have either gone under the radar or have not been noticed for one reason or another, and are just awesome, awesome musicians and storytellers through song. In the late winter and early spring of 2018, Key of Awesome Music was given the opportunity to further expand its horizons as well as further impact people in a positive way using music as a tool to do so. From one-on-one sessions on guitar, piano, bass, ukulele, percussion, and vocals, to group sessions at developmental and physically disabled day programs, to interactive live performances at nursing homes and assisted living facilities, we are fortunate and blessed to be able to provide a mission-based music service for people in a time of need. Right now, we are reaching out to drug and alcohol counseling centers, prisons, at-risk youth, homeless shelters, soup kitchens, mental health organizations, and anywhere else we can think of where coming in to do a music program would best serve and support the individuals that you serve and support. If this sounds like something you are interested in, please feel free to reach out to us at jim.gavin@gmail.com. That is jim.gaven@gmail.com. Also, you can check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. That's facebook.com/keyofawesomemusic. We also have a Patreon page set up so that we can go into some of these places and not affect their bottom line. If you are looking to donate to a worthy cause or something a little different outside of the box and you're having trouble doing so, this would be a great opportunity to give back to the community and using music as a means to help people. Feel free to go to www.patreon.com/JimGavin. That's patreon.com/JimGaven. Thank you for all of the love and support. Trust me, it is greatly appreciated. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you. This is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music, improving the quality of life through music.
The reason to believe in anything at all, too far gone without. song.
Hey guys, this is Jim Gavin from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast, where we talk about all things awesome, especially as they pertain to music. So today's episode is a little bit different than normal. I know I've been saying that over the last few times we've got a chance to spend time with each other here. But today, I'd like to talk a little bit about the least that we can do. This is not going to be a long one today. It's just something that's been on my mind. And I've caught myself even saying this. And it really has to do with my son in the morning, on a Sunday morning. The reason why it's on a Sunday morning is because that's the day that we as a family go to church. I go other days of the week. Sometimes I catch a daily mass on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And other days of the week, I end up going to the Adoration Chapel, which is really nice. It's a 24-hour perpetual adoration chapel at a local church about a mile from our house. So sometimes I'll run there, or I'll go on a run in the morning and stop there at some point, even if it's for just 5 minutes. And there's been days where I've gone there multiple times in a day. I start my day sort of there on my run. I've gone there midday before, and then I'll go there at the end of the day when I'm kind of done doing all my sessions and lessons before I go back home. So that's not all the time, but I'd say most days I end up at the Adoration Chapel once a day, going to church on Sunday at the very least. And that's the thing that I catch myself saying, which doesn't totally make sense. My son says, he's 3 years old, so going on 4 pretty soon. We say to him, "Hey buddy, it's Sunday, we're gonna go to church this morning. We're gonna start getting ready now." And then his response is, but I don't want to go. I don't want to go to church. And I say to that, buddy, it's Sunday. It's the least that we can do for God. That's actually not a true statement. Think about it. Let's break it apart. It's the least that we can do. No, the least that we could actually do is not go at all. and we're not do something at all. And I've even caught myself saying this. The least that we can actually do is nothing. But wouldn't that be a terrible way to live, I feel like, if that was your mentality towards everything and you didn't even think about what you were saying, you just said it, right? And I've become so consciously aware lately of things that I say, the things that I do. Over the last 3 to 4 years, I've really become more aware of everything instead of just living on a surface level and going deeper with things. Even just a little phrase like that. So think about the next time somebody says something and your response is, it's the least we can do, or it's the least you can do. That's not actually true. The least you could do is nothing. So we should be saying, it's the second least thing we can do. If it's something that only happens once out of a year, or once ever, or once every so often, right? We could say, it's the second least thing we can do, instead of, it's the least thing we can do. Just something we can think about. I know it's a little silly, but that's really the big part of my life that I noticed. I've been saying it, and I keep catching myself. And even when we say prayers before dinner, simple prayer of, bless us, O Lord, of these, I guess, we're about to receive from the bounty of Christ, the Lord, amen. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen, right? Maybe there's something else that's added in. My son doesn't want to do that either. I wouldn't say all nights, but some nights he doesn't really want to do that. And then I catch myself saying again, buddy, it's the least we can do is say we're thankful for the food we have from God. And it's not true. Like we just said before, it's the second least thing we can do is the bare minimum, right? By not doing anything at all, that's the least we can do. And that is why even bother thinking about it or saying those words. It's just kind of wasting your own energy. It becomes a moot point. So just something to think about. Anything in your life that you've noticed you're saying, it's the least you can do, or it's the least we can do, or come on, man, it's really not taking that much effort. Think about it. Maybe try to rephrase it in a different way, or try to encourage that person or people that you're talking to that are kind of resistant or hesitant to an idea that you're pitching at them that you don't think is going to take a lot of time and effort and energy, but they might. Try to see if you can reframe it, rephrase it, so that we're not saying it's the least we can do. We're saying it's the second least thing we can do. And try to have them understand where you're coming from without getting into a big fight or just wasting a lot of time and energy into trying to explain something. There's a phrase, right? You catch more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So we might as well be nice and sweet to each other and see how we can collaborate and work together by being direct, yes, but doing it in a way that is a little more friendly and amiable. So, have a great day today. This is Jim Gavin signing off from the Key of Awesome Music Podcast. Be good.
living on beach time without a care. It's nice not having somewhere to be, except right here by the sea. I can stare at the palm trees all day long, sipping on sweet tea and singing some songs. And when the sun begins to set, tomorrow we'll do it all over again. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line, life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Enjoying a great day in the sun, watching the waves rolling one by one, dipping my feet just to feel the sand in the ocean. We'll go with the flow for all our plans, take a leisurely stroll just cause we can. It's an easy life we live with no deadlines or demands. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line, life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline. Everywhere here is a scenic view, everyone here's in a perfect mood. Let's make it to sailing off the coast, saying how do you do. It's a southern way of living, and I'm giving in to you. This is something I can be used to. The sunset beach, heaven's not far from reach. Below the Mason-Dixon line, life's a beach. We should come here once a week to get a taste of old sweet Caroline.
Truth, walking on the wire, so From my bed, wrap them around your chest, and I'll pull you close. We'll flip some channels to find out there's nothing on right now to ease your mind. Sit back, relax, there is no rush, no need to speed things up. All we have is time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment last. The kind of love that we've been dreaming of. When we sleep at night, we'll get a little house to live and have a couple kids, and we'll sleep tight. Cause baby, all we really need are just a couple things to stay alive, and everything else in between, just trust my heart, you'll see. Slowly coming time to think about the future, forget about the past. Time to figure out a way to make this moment last. To make this moment last. To make this moment sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you. Sunrises, sunsets, I won't let you forget that I need you. Spring comes and spring goes, forever you will know that I love you.